The United Nations observes the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women on Friday, November 25th. The United Nations World Health Organization describes violence against women and girls as a problem of pandemic proportions. The organization says at least one out of every three women are subjected to gender-related violence at some point in their life. Christopher Wells spoke to Human Life International's Joseph Meaney about the dignity of women and about some of the threats to women in the modern world.
The Church has always held that men and women have equal dignity and equal rights, and therefore that there should be no violence against women in particular, against men either. It's kind of strange to just isolate one group, but nonetheless the Church would have a very strong and has a very strong position against any forms of violence against women, particularly violence against women because they are women, you know, something that would be a true act of violence based on the sex of a person.
And what do you see as some of the most serious threats against women today?
Well, one thing that is very rarely mentioned, but is actually the largest single violation of human rights of women around the world today, is the one-child policy in China. The government there has boasted that they have eliminated 400 million children, and most of that was by forcing women to have abortions. And, of course, this is really a form of torture against women, and it's something that is very rarely mentioned. But it looks something like 80% of Chinese women have been forced to have abortions by this one-child policy, and it's an egregious violation of women's rights that is ongoing.
And are international organizations focusing on this kind of threat?
Well, you know, it seems like there's something of a double standard, because a lot of organizations like Amnesty International or Human Rights Watch, etc., will say, oh yeah, coercion in abortion is a bad thing, but then they really won't focus on it. And instead they will bring up other issues which may be valid, but don't affect hundreds of millions of women the way this does. And there are many other examples of population control, abuses against women, women who've been sterilized against their will, etc. And again, it's rather rare for organizations to focus on these human rights violations, these kinds of violence against women.
And you mentioned coerced abortion in China, which is obviously very serious. It's state-sponsored, but coerced abortion is also a threat to women in first-world countries. Is that right?
That's correct. I mean, there are organizations that have done studies and found that the majority of women in countries where abortion is legal but not forced, so not China, but in the United States, for instance, where women say, look, I had an abortion because I was really coerced into doing so, either through their boyfriends or husbands or parents or even sometimes the medical community. Planned Parenthood itself has been accused of collaborating with forced abortions of minors who didn't want to have those abortions, but their parents brought them there anyway. So it's true that there's actually a whole level of coercion, even in countries where it's not state-sponsored.
Christian groups, especially in pro-life groups, are working to eliminate this kind of violence, other kinds of violence against women. Could you tell us a little bit about some of the things that Christian groups, that the Church is doing to fight violence against women of all sorts?
Right. Well, the Church, for one thing, is very much involved in education. And there are numerous organizations, and in fact, religious congregations, like the Sisters of the Good Shepherd, for instance, who work especially to help women to get out of such practices as prostitution. There's enormous amounts of violence is directed towards women who are caught in the trap of sex work, also trafficking. So many women are trafficked from poorer countries into richer countries and frequently end up, you know, being forced to be sex slaves to sell themselves. And the Church is very much involved in trying to rescue those women and bring them back to the countries of origin, rehabilitate, help them to heal from all the wounds that they've received, both psychological and physical. There's a huge amount of work as well, you know, to end domestic violence, which is an enormous problem throughout the world. And the Church is very strong in its position, you know, that violence should not be part of a marriage and that this is unacceptable activity. And unfortunately, many cultures accept this as a sort of a rule of life, you know, that if the husband beats up on the wife, there is no real problem there. The Church has stood up and written about this and also provided many services to help women who are involved in violence within the home.
The Church certainly is very pro-woman, if you will. How can the Church, how can pro-life organizations work with international groups like the UN that don't always share all of our values but are still working for some of the same things that we are?
You know, I think one of the areas that would be important to collaborate in is simply to kind of shame these international organizations into paying more attention to things that they also acknowledge are human rights violations. So the coerced abortions in China are an example. The forced sterilizations that take place in some countries are another example. But I recall that the United Nations Population Fund actually got involved in helping resolve obstetric fistulas after Christian organizations pointed out to them that they were doing nothing against this form of violence against women, that women who had these fistulas were not being treated in hospitals and whatnot, and only Christian organizations were helping them. Well, finally, they got some help there. I think there's a certain amount of, if you point to the problem long enough, we can get these international organizations to pay more attention to it. I think it's very important to add that the pro-woman aspects of the church are remarkable, particularly the Catholic religious orders. The nuns and religious female religious around the world have been doing incredible work to help women both in education and healthcare for centuries. And this is very rarely acknowledged by the world. But, I mean, a very large percentage of AIDS patients, for instance, are cared for by the church. And there's really a whole network of caring and educational activity that is carried on by the church that helps women around the world.